Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood, well, kiss me good.
Well, it was Hollywood's biggest night, and a lot of people don't know this, but Dean gets a commission off every award that's given out.
That's correct. That's correct. And every time that I mention the word Oscar today, I get 50 cents on both TV and radio. So
it's very nice.
I am really piling it on today.
Hey, you want to hear a crazy coincidence? Yesterday, was at the Hawks game, and then afterwards saw my beautiful grandchild, Abigail Grace.
You almost forgot her name.
I'm setting this up. Who, by the way, will win a Stevie Award next week, the ultimate award show for best moment of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty good moment.
Yeah. But the weird part is, right before that, stopped in to see my mom and my sister Jennifer, and they were watching my beautiful nieces, Nina and Claire, and their dog, Oscar, on Oscar Sunday.
What?
Oh, pinch yourself, huh?
Look at that.
What you've been listening to is a 45-second story that had no place on the show. All right, so what? First, I've given
it very, very interesting.
Yeah, you guys really thought I was going somewhere with it, and it was just an excuse to mention Oscar.
Doesn't matter.
And by the way, could you guys at Channel 9 show the combine video anymore? The guy having the thing fall out of his shorts.
I haven't seen that.
And take a look at your junk.
Good God, man!
I haven't seen that.
All right, so your overall grade on the Oscars?
I'm going to say B minus.
See, I'd go C.
I'd go C minus.
Yeah, I'd go C minus.
C minus. I saw Andrea trashing it on Facebook.
I love the spectacle of the Oscars. I mean, I love how they show the old movie clips, and I love how everyone
did
just
that.
I know. I just felt it was just so. I don't like grandstanding on any level, Dean. And I realize, you know, yes, there was no diversity.
Imagine her working with me.
But remember,
she doesn't like grandstanding. She's working with me.
No, but you remember Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon? They had their moment.
Yeah.
I just thought, all right, even with DiCaprio and global warming, okay, you know, say it and then just kind of move on. Focus on the accomplishments of the actors.
I think if we combined all the various causes that were brought up last night, we'd save some time. Like no more global warming for white people. You know, if we just put everything into one bowl.
See, it didn't bother me. And here's why. I hear this all the time. Almost every day somebody brings up, why do these Hollywood people have to bring up their political causes? The reason that they do is because they're Americans. And they're allowed to give their opinions on things. They have a stage of 70 million people. And they're going to use that opportunity.
After President Trump's in office, they won't.
They have a certain amount of time to, you know, to give their speech, and then the music comes on. They choose to use some of that time, you know, for what they want to talk about.
All right, now let me ask you about that.
It doesn't bother me. That part didn't bother me. I just thought it just wasn't a very interesting show.
No, I would agree with that, but let me ask you about something related to that, because the scrawl at the bottom, the crawl of
Venus,
didn't work, right?
Not a fan at all. Not a fan. I mean, that was there strictly for the people whose names was on it. You know, I started looking at it. It's like, I have no idea who any of these people are. I feel like I'm watching QVC, and you know,
well, that's the thing. It was so weird.
I'm not going to buy that knife set.
That's
I have
a
no
great
idea.
Analogy. But here's the thing: you rehearsed this show to death. How is it that nobody saw that it didn't work after you tried it? Because it was a viable idea. All of us that heard it thought, well, maybe that works.
I guess that was their way of getting people to. There was a market, you know, fewer people taking notes out of their pocket.
I guess, but you look at it in rehearsal, you'd go, this is a terrible idea. It looks like QVC.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Yeah, it was
part of it. I thought, in terms of what Andrea is saying about it being lackluster, it was lackluster in quality.
Yeah, I agree.
It just, you know, there just was, you know, I take notes. I take, you know, so we can pull clips for the TV morning show and all that stuff. And usually I have 2-3 pages of things that I want to talk about the next day. I have a half a page. I hardly have anything that I want to talk about. you know, today.
Yeah.
You know, probably the number one
thing. Too bad, because we got one more segment.
Two people are talking. Steve, like, that's ever stopped us.
That's a good point. What am I thinking?
We never had something to say when we stopped talking. That's a good one. The number one thing that people are talking about is Chris Rock. And, you know, did he go too far? Was it too much? That's the number one thing that I'm seeing.
Well, but I bailed. I was so bored with the show for the first time in my adult life, I did not watch the complete Oscars. I bailed at like 10 o'clock. And I don't feel like I missed that much. I've caught up online like everybody can now. But who were the dead people, and who was the last dead guy in the memorial? Did they go with the Spock?
Leonard Nimoy, yeah.
They go with Nimoy, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, all my questions
are
answered.
Your prediction turned out to be exactly correct.
Well, it's a genius thing. What can I tell you? It's a burden for me. You know that. We'll come back, and we'll give you a little bit of the Chris Rock stuff, see what Dean thought of him. And also, we will continue to do our best this morning to try to eliminate the white people. It's our mission.
You can travel Chicago. You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 972.
8:22. We go back to Dean now. All right. So, Chris Rock, your thoughts?
I thought that he was, for the most part, funny. I thought that he was funny at the same time, made you know, some really solid points. You know, it was a difficult thing that you know, that he had to kind of balance a little bit. And he gave it to the Academy, and he also gave it to the people who started the boycott, including Jada Pinkett Smith. I think that's the first cut we have.
Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited.
It's a funny line.
Mad her man, Will, was not nominated for concussion. I get it. I get it. Tell the truth. I get it. I get it. You get mad. She said it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. Yeah, you're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West, okay? We got a Black Rocky this year. They call it Creed, I call it Black Rocky. And that's an unbelievable statement. I mean, because Rocky takes place in a world white athletes are as good as black athletes. So Rocky's a science fiction movie.
So, you know, it was pretty funny with, you know, some of that
stuff. Yeah, I thought the monologue was pretty strong for the most part, but then each progressive bit sort of slid. I talked about the dopey throwaway line he did after Sam Smith sang about George Michael. I mean, that was pointless. The Stacey Dash thing, which...
I still don't understand the Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash is a Fox contributor.
Right.
And she said, let's cancel Black History Month on Fox.
Right.
So that allegedly was parody or satire to come out and mock the hypocrisy of Hollywood to come out and go, happy Black History Month.
I've never seen a joke fall so flat.
No, people thought people didn't even recognize her. They thought she was somebody that broke through security and just wandered on stage.
I'm not that familiar. I mean, I remember the Stacey Dash story. I'm not familiar with what she looked like. I had to go to the web to see, was that really Stacey Dash or somebody they brought on there? And then after I saw that it really was her, I thought that was one of the most unfunny, pointless things I've ever seen, ever.
And then you go to the video bits, you know,
which were better. I thought the
video
bits. Yeah,
the Jack Black thing,
well, that one I could have gone without. But there was the one where they inserted... what if they inserted black actors into the nominated movies?
Yeah, that was funny.
And they had Whoopi Goldberg mopping the floor while Jennifer Lawrence
and Tracy Morgan
was trying to sell mops. They had Chris Rock as an astronaut from The Martian, and when they learned that he's black, they decided to not bring him back.
Because it costs like 50 white dollars or something.
Right. The funniest of them all was Tracy Morgan in a dress, sleeveless little dainty dress, kind of dancing around. And he leans up against the wall and goes, I'm a Danish girl. And he lifts up his hand and he's eating like a cheese Danish.
It's so stupid. But it was funny.
These Danish is good. That was funny.
It was funny. It was dumb. It was dumb funny. And funny.
Yeah.
What about the fashion? Anything do anything for you?
You know what? I haven't really been paying that much attention.
Let's go live to Andrea in Hollywood.
Let's go to Andrea in Hollywood.
Andrea in Hollywood again. Who do you like?
I love Charlize Theron. Beautiful red low-cut dress. I liked Olivia Munn in a bright orange color dress.
What it looked like to me with Olivia Nunn is that if she took two pieces of duct tape and like started at her shoulder and went down across her...
Her boobage
area.
Guys.
Covered her nippleage area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then further down. That's she was basically topless.
Beautiful color, though. Wouldn't you guys think? Were you guys looking at the color?
I don't even know. I'm colorblind. I'm colorblind. I don't see color. I just see boobs.
Wasn't Olivia Newton-John's white?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Jennifer Garner, and I thought Julianne Moore looked very pretty, too.
Very pretty. She did.
And anything that you thought was the moment of the night? Because for me, the Gaga song was the moment of the night.
I thought that was the best moment of the entire Oscars.
Yeah,
Gaga singing till It Was You. What's the name of her nominated song? It's the song about sexual abuse.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
And rape. I'll find it here in a second. But it's a very, very poignant song. In which while she was singing it, I mean, she is such an amazingly talented vocalist. When she was singing the song, people who have been sexually abused and have come forward to talk about it came on the stage with her, and they held hands together and they raised their arms in the air together. Vice President Biden introduced Lady Gaga, which was for an auditorium filled with Hollywood liberals, you can't get much better than that.
Till it happens to you.
Amazing. That was supposed to win Best Original Song last night, and that was one of the big surprises that it did not, in that the Sam Smith song, Writings on the Wall from the James Bond movie, wound up winning.
What do you make of Stallone not winning?
You and I have talked about this so many times that
Mark Rylance, brilliant.
Mark Rylance should win. Sylvester Stallone would win because we thought that Hollywood would give him the sympathy vote and a career achievement vote. They did not. They went for, who they thought was actually the best supporting actor. I've been saying all along I thought that he was, but I did predict Sylvester Stallone because I thought Hollywood would go that way. Those were the two big shockers last night. But Spotlight, Leo DiCaprio finally, after six nominations, gets his Best Actor.
I'm the king of the world!
Yes, he is. Today he is.
Yeah, that's right.
Brie Larson gets Best Actress. Alicia Vikander from The Danish Girl. That's a good Danish girl. Wins Best Supporting Actor, Mark Rylance, of course. And the most awards of the night, six awards, went to Mad Max Fury Road. Yes. All technical awards. But you didn't like that movie? Really?
Never saw it. I'm judging without seeing it.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yeah. That's what I do. I judge without basis in fact.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the best of the year, especially if you saw it on big screen. It was absolutely amazing. But that one wound up winning the most awards of the night.
All right, well, go get a nap, will you?
Pretty soon. Won't be long now.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.